As we've been reporting this morning, National MP Sam Ufendale has been stood down from the party while an investigation is carried out into further bullying allegations raised by RNZ. This is from a woman who flattered with him at uni back in 03. She said that he was aggressive and a bully and once pounded on her bedroom door screaming obscenities until she fled through her window. A statement was issued last night by Ufendale. He denied these claims that he'd been engaged in any bullying or intimidation and said there had been a falling out by flatmates, but he basically is denying these allegations. Of course, these followed the allegations that he's admitted to, that he beat up a younger boy at King's College as a 16-year-old. Let's talk now in our regular slot to the National Party leader, Christopher Luxon. Good morning to you.
G'day, Guyon. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Can Sam Ufendale survive this?
Well, look, I mean, as you know, we got new allegations last night. They're very concerning and they're very serious, and it's important that they are investigated properly for the purposes of the complainant, but also for Sam, who disputes those allegations. And so, from my point of view, late last night, I informed that we're going to have a two-week independent investigation led by Maria Dew to actually find out what has happened here.
Would you make him a minister if you became Prime Minister?
It's all too premature. Frankly, I want to get through these independent investigations and determine the findings from there.
So Todong is left without an MP?
Again, I don't want to jump to any conclusions.
No, but at the moment you've got a guy who was elected for the electors of Todonga and isn't able to represent them in the caucus, doesn't have a say.
Yeah, what we've done is we've stood Sam down, and what that means is that he won't be participating in our caucus.
Is there a culture problem in National, selecting a series of men behaving badly?
Look, I know this is frustrating. It's frustrating for me. It's frustrating for a lot of National Party members and supporters, for sure. But if I can just go through, what has actually happened is that, we lay down pretty clear expectations of what we expect from candidates and my MPs, and we're very clear about that. And in this case, as you saw with the King's College bullying.
No. We're not going to go all through that, mate. You put your talking points down. I want to talk about culture in the National Party, right? Do you remember these MPs? Andrew Falloon?
Yes, I do, Guy, and I know what you're talking about.
Hamish Walker?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Jake Bezant?
Yes.
Aaron Gilmore?
Didn't know him personally, yep.
Jamie Lee Ross?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. It's gone.
Todd Barclay?
Yes.
So you've got an issue here, haven't you?
Well, what I'm saying to you is we're working hard on making sure that we have really good candidate selection processes, and Sylvia Wood and I have worked hard on that over this period of time. We've got much more rigorous vetting and referencing processes, but we're also reliant on candidates to be really transparent about their past behaviour as well.
Yeah, but that sounds almost farcical when you look at, and I've just named, I've probably left a few out. That's half a dozen people that have been selected for the National Party. It looks like you're selecting arrogant and entitled men with no sense of public duty.
Honestly, Guyon, that is not what my expectations are going forward as a new leader and with a new president of the party.
No, and your first opportunity to do that, and fair enough, a lot of those names were from before your time as leader, and your first opportunity to put a new stamp on it and a new selection was Sam Ufendale, and this is what you've got.
And what we had as of before the allegations that have come out last night was a situation where Sam actually declared the issues from King's College up front in his application form. It was treated as a red flag. There was deep referencing of other aspects of his life since those events. And the determination was, look, a 38-year-old man is different from the 16-year-old bully, and he genuinely felt like through those references and through those checks that he had reformed and changed as a person. And actually, that was the assessment at that time. And the reason is, very simple, Guyon, is that you're not going to have any MPs.
Yeah, I know all that. We've had all that. We've had wall to wall 24/7. I get all that. That's fine. I guess I'm asking you.
The question is, if you've got someone who's declared an issue in their past and they have reformed about it, we should take a second chance on them.
Fair enough. Yeah, I get that.
All MPs, there'll be history.
But you're someone who's spent a lifetime in the corporate world. You know a lot about culture and workplace culture, and you've put a lot of store in that. In branding and culture, right? I'm asking you whether you are worried that the kinds of people who are going into the National Party and want to be in the National Party are part of that sort of rogues gallery that I read out before. I mean, are you worried about that?
Look, I mean, I've taken it really seriously, Gohan, since I've become the leader to reset the culture. And what I can tell you is, as we've been gearing up for, say, 2023 candidates, and our selection processes have commenced for that, or starting to commence in the next 6 months, over the next 6 months, I can tell you that I think we've done a very good job of trying to improve our processes and our selection. And we've actually got more diverse candidates from different backgrounds, different perspectives, and that's what I'm working really hard at, so that when we go to the election in 2023, you'll be able to look at that and say, right, that's a very different lineup and a very diverse lineup and a range of skills and profiles, which I think will be important. So, yeah, I get the association with the past. A lot of that was before I became the leader, and certainly before I even came to Parliament here. And I understand it. I'm not meaning to minimise that at all, but I have taken it seriously to say that we are rebuilding a culture. And I do believe with Sylvia Wood as the new president and myself as a new leader, we're working really hard on that. Yes, I understand the challenges around the Sam Uffendale situation. You know, as I said, new allegations emerged last night. I'm taking them really seriously. I'm doing everything I can to make sure there's a fair process in place and that we have an independent investigator doing that.
Okay. You've talked in the past about the similarities between branding and politics. I don't want to take that too far, but you have talked about that. And when you and I sat down to do a long interview, you said the following: I've done a lot of turnaround jobs with businesses, and every business that has lost its way or is needing a turnaround has lost the voice of the consumer. Every political party that is doing poorly, like the National Party has, actually lost the voice of the voter and has got detached from their concerns. What do you think that the consumer of politics is going to read into the incidents that I've talked about and the ones with Sam Uffendale?
Look, I agree with you. As we deal with this situation, it is incredibly frustrating. But what I'd also say to you is that the National Party has made tremendous progress in the last 7 to 8 months as well. And if you think about the way that we are actually talking about the concerns of regular folk across New Zealand with respect to the cost of living crisis, education failure, health system falling apart, rising levels of crime, a housing crisis not sorted, those are the things that are actually leading us to be, that people are saying, right, I like their opposition, I like their proposals.
But doesn't this damage your credibility in talking about a lot of those things? Because a lot of that position of being tougher on law and order or sanctioning beneficiaries, it looks hypocritical, doesn't it, when you've got a guy who came obviously from some privilege if he was at a school like King's and has then behaved the way he has. It looks like, you know, there's a different standard for people who have come from privileged backgrounds and end up in the National Party and those who have fallen by the wayside. Do you think that you're at risk of creating that perception?
I don't think so, Guy. I mean, I think the reality is that for Sam, as he declared his events around the King's College incident, there were consequences. Whether they were the right ones, I can't speak to. I can't speculate to. I wasn't there. But that doesn't preclude the fact that we are a party of law and order and that we've had an MP involved in a completely unacceptable, unlawful behaviour.
Are you a party of law and order?
But it doesn't mean, but we can continue, you know, we are going to continue to advocate.
So you're a party of law and order. Andrew Falloon sent a pornographic image to a 19-year-old. Hamish Walker leaked sensitive medical information about COVID-19 patients. Jake Bazant, I don't even really want to say what he did. Aaron Gilmore, do you know who he is? Jamie Lee Ross is before the court at the moment, so we probably won't go too far into that. And Todd Barclay, secretly recording a staffer's phone conversations. I mean, are you the party of law and order?
Yeah, I mean, look,
are you the party of law and order?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And there have been consequences. But the question I'd say to you is it doesn't... I get it. You know, we've had an MP involved in a completely unacceptable and unlawful behaviour. I get that, right? But that doesn't stop us from advocating for the victims of crime.
Okay.
The National backs police. You know, we can see crime rising. We've got good policies and good thoughts around that.
All right. Thanks for your time this morning. Christopher Luxon, who is the National Party leader.